this news update.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Health officials in Texas are ordering anyone who entered the room of the first Ebola patient at a Dallas hospital to stay away from public places and to stay off public transit. NPR's David Shaper reports the order covers 70 people involved in the care of Thomas Duncan, the man from Liberia who died last week from Ebola.
The directive comes from the Texas Department of State Health Services, and it calls on all healthcare workers who entered the hospital room of Thomas Duncan to stay out of public places, including stores, restaurants, and theaters, for 21 days after exposure. The healthcare workers are also being ordered to stay off of planes, ships, trains, and long-range buses. The order comes after a nurse involved in Duncan's care took Frontier Airlines flights to Cleveland and back again to Dallas shortly before being diagnosed with Ebola, and a lab worker from the hospital is now in isolation on a cruise ship, even though she is not showing any signs of illness. David Shaper, NPR News.
It's life without parole for 47-year-old Michael Dunn. He's the Florida man convicted of first-degree murder for shooting and killing 17-year-old Jordan Davis after an argument about loud music at a gas station. Davis's father, Ron Davis, says he's thankful to the state of Florida for the sentence.
No matter what color, what nationality you are, that you deserve justice for your children, justice for your families, justice for your community. And we thank Judge Healy and the jurors for giving us justice for Jordan.
Prosecutors say in November of 2012, Dunn fired 10 times into an SUV carrying teenagers outside that gas station, killing Davis. Dunn claims, though, that it was self-defense. Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Nasdaq up 263 points. That's a 1.6% gain. The Nasdaq gained 41 points to close at 4258. That's nearly 1%. And the S&P 500 up 24 points, nearly 1.3%. This is NPR.
And with KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton. Today, Texas Governor Rick Perry called for air travel to be banned from countries hit hard by the Ebola virus. In a press conference, Perry urged President Obama to make a travel ban between West African countries and the U.S., and also suggested that more needs to be done to limit travel within the U.S.
You know, it defies common sense from my perspective that someone who has been in close proximity or have treated these patients, that they would go out and expose other people possibly to this, that they would travel out of state, that they would.
In Waco today, McLennan County health officials responded to worries that Ebola might spread to the area. Yesterday, three schools in Belton ISD were shut down after news surfaced that a student had been on a plane with one of the Dallas nurses who had contracted the virus. Edward Werner is an infectious disease specialist. He says the Belton shutdown was unnecessary because the students had no symptoms of Ebola and therefore weren't contagious.
And you're going to have to react to that fear, and how this facility decides to respond to it or that one, they get to decide. But those people who got off the plane had no chance of transmitting Ebola to anyone else the next day.
The McLennan County Public Health District says they've received an increase in calls requesting information about Ebola in the wake of the Belton ISD closure. They emphasize that only those showing symptoms of Ebola are contagious. The disease is spread through direct contact with bodily fluids. Officials stress that the flu should be more worrisome. The disease kills thousands of Americans every year. The Waco Tribune Herald reports that Chief Deputy Matt Cawthon is resigning from the McLennan County Sheriff's Office. He holds the second highest position there and has cited disagreements with Sheriff Parnell McNamara as the reason for his departure. The disagreements were reportedly over disciplining personnel and that some officers received preferential treatment. Cawthon has held the position since January of 2013. Midway Middle School was closed earlier today due to a gas leak. Contractors had replaced the gas heaters at the school yesterday, but one heater developed a leak overnight. School was closed for the rest of the day after gas didn't clear as quickly as expected. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.